Okay, today's daf is Shabbat, daf Chaf Dalet. We are at the top of Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph at the two dots. Again, today's shir is for Refuah Shleima for all those infected by coronavirus, and that we should merit to see the end of the spreading of the virus, b'mehera. Ibai lehu, ma'u lahazkir shel Chanukah b'birkat hamazon. Do you have to mention Chanukah in b'birkat hamazon, right? Do you add in a piece about Chanukah in benching? Kevan midirabanan hu lo midkarinan. So maybe because it's only derabanan, you don't have to mention it in b'birkat hamazon. Odil ma'mishum pirsumin nisa midkarinan. Or because of the significance of publicizing the miracle that happened, you should mention it in b'birkat hamazon. Amarava, amarav sechora, amarav huna. In omazkir, you shouldn't mention it. You don't mention it. Or rather, not shouldn't, but you don't mention it. You don't need to add something from Chanukah into the b'birkat hamazon. V'imba lahazkir. However, if you're going to say something, mazkir b'hoda, you should mention it in nodilcha. You should mention it in the section that talks about thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu, because that's very pertinent to mention the nays of Chanukah when you're already thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikla lebei Rava. Rav Huna bar Yehuda went to Rava's home. Savar lad kure b'bonei Yerushalayim, and he was going to mention Chanukah in the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. Amar lehu Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet said to him, ketvila. You should treat this like a tefillah, right? Like we do in davening, like we do in Shemona Esrei. Ma tefillah behodah. Just like by tefillah, you mentioned in hodah. Where do we mention Chanukah in our tefillah? After modim. Av b'birkat hamazon behodah. So too, b'birkat hamazon, you should mention it in the hodah in nodilcha. Ibai lehu ma'ol haski rosh chodesh b'birkat hamazon. So similarly, do you mention Rosh Chodesh in Birkat Hamazon? Im tirtzeh lomar b'Chanukah derabanan lo tzarich. So if you wanted to say that because Chanukah was derabanan, you wouldn't need to, implying that if it was deraita, you wouldn't need to mention Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh deraita tzarich. Also Rosh Chodesh, which is clearly deraita, you do need to mention it. Right? So you should certainly mention Rosh Chodesh in Birkat Hamazon odilma, or perhaps kivad lo aser b'asiyat melacha, because Rosh Chodesh does not have an iser asiyat melacha. You shouldn't have to mention it. Lo maskirinan. Right? Then you wouldn't have to mention it at all in Birkat Hamazon. Rav Amar maskir. So Rav says you should mention it. Rav Chanina Amar in maskir. Rav Chanina argues and he says you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh in Birkat Hamazon. Amar Rav Zareka Nakut Rav Biyadech Dekai Rav Oshia Kavate. Right, which is paskin like Rav because Rav Oshia holds like Rav. Etan Rav Oshia, as Rav Oshia taught Yamim Sheish Ben Korban Musaf, on the days that have a Korban Musaf. Right, Kigon Rosh Chodesh Rosh Chodesh Moed, like Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed. Arvid v'shachar mincha mitpalas shmona esrei. So mariv shachar mincha, you say shmona esrei. Ve'omer me'ein ha'me'ora be'avoda, and in musav you should mention some significance of the day that you're in. V'im lo amar machzir notor. If you didn't mention it, you didn't mention the day that we're celebrating or that we're commemorating, you have to go back and say it again. V'ein ben kiddush alakos, right? You don't make kiddush on that day. V'yesh ben haskara b'birkat hamazon, but you do mention the significance of that day in Birkat Hamazon, right? Which just so he clearly taught that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, you do make a mentioning in the Birkat Hamazon, right? However, in contradistinction, yamim she'ein behen korban musaf, when you don't have a korban musaf, you go in sheni v'chamishi v'taniyod ma'amado sheni v'chamishi, right? So like Monday and Thursday, when you generally have Kriyat HaTorah. Alternatively, when you have public fast days for droughts of rain, or alternatively Ma'amadot. Ma'amadot is basically when Kohanim would be in their mishmar. They would do their service. Each Kohanim, there are different groups of Kohanim. They would be responsible for the service of Beit HaMikdash that week. Any of the Kohanim that would be doing the Avoda would be engaged in the Avoda. Any of the Kohanim who were not engaged in the Avoda would generally fast in the middle of the week because, in lieu of their participation in the Avoda, if you wouldn't need all of them, so the rest of the Kohanim would just be fasting. Anyway, on those days, you don't have a Korban Musaf, so what do you do? Well, Maya Vidatayu, so what exactly do you do on those days? Ella, Sheni Vehe Vesheni. Meaning, okay, we just to clarify, we just asked Shemi v'chamishi maya v'yiratayhu, right? So what do we mean when we say Shemi v'chamishi? Rather, Shemi v'chamishi v'sheni. That's a reference to the fast days for the Gshamim. When we have a shortage of rain, when we have droughts, we generally establish public fast days on Monday, Thursday, and again on the following Monday. So we're just clarifying that that's what we're referencing here. On those days, which are significant days, however, we do not have a Korban Musaf, what exactly do we do? Sh'ataniyot ma'avadot arvit v'shacharit on those days, you say Shemona Esrei on on Shachar Mincha Mariv, and you mention the significance of the day, not in the Avoda, meaning not in Musaf, rather you say it in Shomea Tfilah Ve'im Lo Amar in Machzirunato. But if you did not remember to say Me'in HaMa'ora, you didn't mention to say the significance of the day in Musaf itself, in Shema Kolenu, you don't have to go back and repeat it, right? So we just mentioned the difference that exists between days that have a Korban Musaf, you mention the significance of the day in the Musaf Tfilah, and if you didn't mention it, you go back and say it again. Days that don't have a Korban Musaf, but are still significant days where you read from the Torah, if you don't have Musaf, so you say the significance of the day in Shemona Esrei, in Shema Kolenu, and if you didn't mention in Shema Kolenu, we don't make you go back and repeat it. The Ein Behem Hazkarah Birkan Hamazon. And furthermore, there is no mentioning of those days in Birkan Hamazon. But why do we bring this in? Just to show that that according to Rav Oshia, he taught that you have to mention Rosh Chodesh in Birkan Hamazon, so that clearly supports Rav's Shita. Ibailu asks the following question. Ma ulas kishol Chanukah b'Musafin? Do I mention Chanukah in Musaf? Kivan delei be Musaf bedide lo matkirinan? Perhaps because Chanukah itself doesn't necessitate a Musaf, so just because I have Musaf because it's Rosh Chodesh or because it is Shabbat that falls out on Chanukah, so I wouldn't need to say it. I mean, there's no relevance, there's no kesher between Chanukah and Musaf. Chanukah doesn't require Musaf, and therefore I have no reason to mention it. O Dilma, or perhaps Yom Hu Shechayev Be'arba Tfilot, because this day requires four Tfilot, I should mention Chanukah in all of them. The normal day of Chanukah, it has three Tfilot. Shachar Mincha Maariv. I say Chanukah in all of them. I make a mention of Chanukah in each one. Today, there are four Tfilot, right? In which case, I'm going to mention Chanukah in all of them, because today is Chanukah, and it is also a day that requires four Tfilot, so I'm going to mention Chanukah in all of them. So do we say that only when the day itself necessitates the Musaf, do you mention the significance of the day in that Musaf? Or do we say that, no, today is Chanukah, and there are four tefillot, so you should go ahead and mention Chanukah in all of them. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Damri Tarvayo, Eino Mazkir. So Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say together, you don't mention Chanukah in Musaf. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Damri Tarvayo, Mazkir. And the Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan say that you do say it. Amar Abaye, the Rav Yosef, Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Had Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, the Ravhu. So that Shita is actually Rav's Shita. The Amar of Gidl Amar Rav, because Rav Gidl said in the name of Rav, Rosh Chodesh Achalio B'Shabbat, Hamafti B'Navi B'Shabbat, Enu Tzarech Lahazki Yosh Rosh Chodesh. Right, when you have Rosh Chodesh, it falls out on Shabbat, and you're doing the Haftorah, and you're making the Birkot Haftorah, and you mention this man, you mention Shabbat, you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Doesn't that imply that because Rosh Chodesh itself doesn't necessitate the reading of the Haftorah, the reading of the Nevi'im, so just because it's Rosh Chodesh and Shabbat does necessitate the reading of the Nevi'im, that doesn't mean you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, right? Because Rosh Chodesh has no kesher to the reading of Nevi'im. She'il Malei Shabbat, Ein Navi Rosh Chodesh. Because had it not been Shabbat, you wouldn't be doing this if it were just Rosh Chodesh. In which case, since Rosh Chodesh doesn't bring it by itself, just because it's Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh, so you have no need to mention Rosh Chodesh when you're making these brachot. But Rosh Chodesh has no kesher to the brachot. Midami, is that a similar case? You want to say that's Rav's Shita, that you don't have to mention, yeah, Rav's Shita is you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Haftorah. But you want to say that you can infer from that Rav would say you don't have to mention Chanukah and Musaf? The two cases aren't similar. Hatam Navi B'Rosh Chodesh, Leika Klal. There's no kesher, there's no relevance at all for the Haftorah by Rosh Chodesh. There's no overlap whatsoever. Hacha ita ba'arvid v'shachar mincha. But by Chanukah, the day of Shabbat or Rosh Chodesh, you're mentioning Chanukah three times on that day already. So why don't you just mention the additional fourth time? Meaning there's a huge overlap. It's not like Rosh Chodesh and the Navi. There's no Navi mentioned in Rosh Chodesh at all whatsoever, right? But when it comes to Shabbat, Chanukah, you're mentioning Chanukah three times already, right? So there is clearly an overlap. The question is whether you do it a fourth time. El Hadamia. Rather, it's more similar to this case. The Amar Rav Achdavoy, Amar Rav Matna, Amar Rav, right? So rather, this case of Rav, is a much more similar case. Yom Tov Shechalio B'Shabbat. So Yom Tov falls out on Shabbat. Now, they had the practice of doing the Maftir on Mincha at Shabbat. We don't do that now, so which is why this proof is going to seem confusing to us, but they used to do after the Shabbat Torah reading at Mincha a maftir in the Nevi'im on Shabbat. They did not do that on Yom Tov, however. So if you have Yom Tov Chaliot b'Shabbat, Hamaftir b'Navi b'Mincha b'Shabbat, Ein Tzarech Lahazkir Shel Yom Tov. When you're doing the maftir in the Mincha on Shabbat and you're making the bracha, you don't have to mention Yom Tov. Why? Because Yom Tov itself would not have necessitated that bracha, because you don't do the maftir by Mincha and Yom Tov. Shema le Shabbat, Ein Navi b'Mincha b'Yom Tov. had it not been Shabbat, we would not be reading from the Navi on Yom Tov, in which case the Yom Tov itself does not require a Navi at Mincha, a reading of the Navi at Mincha, in which case, just because you're doing it because it's Shabbat, does not, so there's no kesher, there's no relevance to bring in the idea of Yom Tov there. V'leid hilchata kichol hani shamatta, and the halacha does not accord with any of those that we just mentioned. El ki hadar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rather, it goes by the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who says as follows: Yom Kippurim Shachalil b'Shabbat. If you have Shabbat, Yom Kippur. Hamitpalel Ne'ila Tzarech La'Azkir Shel Shabbat. Right? If you're davening Ne'ila, you have to mention Shabbat. Now, obviously, it would make sense you have to mention Shabbat by Shacharit because, well, you have Shabbat. Shabbat requires Shachar as well. Makes sense you mention Shabbat by Musaf because Shabbat requires Musaf as well. Makes sense you require mentioning Shabbat by Mincha because you have Mincha by Shabbat as well. But Ne'ila, if it were just Shabbat, you wouldn't be mentioning Ne'ila at all. Right? But now that it is Shabbat and Ne'ilah is brought in by Yom Kippur, so we say you have to mention Shabbat by Ne'ilah as well, right? Because the day requires four tefillot. So this day is Shabbat. Normally, it would only require Shachar Musaf Mincha during the day. Here, it requires Shachar Musaf Mincha and Ne'ilah, but it's Shabbat, so you go ahead and mention Shabbat as well. Ne'ilah Tzarech Laskir Shabbat Yom Hu Shenitchayev Ba'arba Tefillot. Right? That's the day. The day requires that amount of tefillot, so you mention Shabbat by all of them. Kashia Hilchata Hilchata. But wait, we have a contradiction between two times where we say Hilchata, where we believe the halacha accordance with one shita. Amar Hilchata Kav Shumim Levi. You just said that the halacha is like Kav Shumim Levi. The Kamala Hilchata Kav Rava. Right? But we have a Mesorah that the halacha is like Rava. The Amar Rava, as Rava said, Yom Tov Shechalev B'Shabbat Shaliach Tzibor Arvit Ein Sarech Lazkir Shel Yom Tov. Right, so Rava's Shita seems to contradict that which we just said, because Rava's Shita is as follows: when it's Mariv on Shabbat, you have kind of this quasi Chazarat Hashat that they do for Mariv, right? Magen Avot. However, you don't do that by Yom Tov, and so if it's Yom Tov and Shabbat, you don't have to mention Yom Tov in that Chazarat Hashatz by Mariv, because Yom Tov itself would not have necessitated it. Shil Malei Shabbat Ein Shlech Tzibur Yored Arvid Be Yom Tov. Had it not been Shabbat, Shlech Tzibur wouldn't be saying anything on Yom Tov. In which case, it's not relevant for him to mention Yom Tov here. So, but that's contradiction, because Rava's Shita is that as if it's not relevant, if it doesn't bring it in by itself intrinsically, you're not going to mention it if it comes from a different source. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Levi says that you do mention it even from a different source, because at the end of the day, you are supposed to mention it on this day. Shabbat, angel, Shil Malei Shabbat, and Shalich Tzibur Yorid Arvid. Hachi Ashta, wait, is that a comparable case at all? Do you going to suggest that Rava really argues here, that there's a contradiction between Rava and Rishub Ben Levi? Two cases aren't similar. Hatam Bedinu Da Afilu B'Shabbat Nami Lo Tzarech. Right? Because there, in the case of the Shalich Tzibur on Shabbat Yom Tov by Mariv, the Shlich Tzibur also shouldn't have to say anything by Shabbat. There's no, you don't generally have a Chazarat Hashatz at Mariv. Rabbanan who did Dakune Mishim Sakana. The Rabbanan made them do it Bipnei Sakana. They just wanted to extend the davening a little bit so no one there is left alone. So because they were concerned of leaving people alone because it would be dangerous, so they made it a gzeira that you're supposed to have this kind of small quasi Chazarat Hashatz. Right? But Meikar Adin Shabbat also doesn't need Chazarat Hashatz. So it's not a comparable case. Right? One is where Shabbat needs it, Yom Tov doesn't need it, and we ask, well, does Yom Tov now, do you mention now Yom Tov because Shabbat needed it by itself? Here, Shabbat doesn't need it at all. It's just the Rabbanan were, they added an additional Gzeirah. But however, the case of Rishum and Levi, that which you said by Yom Kippur, the day itself is Chayev in Arba Tfilot. It's not an additional Gzeirah, the Rabbanan. So it would stand to reason that you'd have to mention Shabbat in all four of the Tfilot. Velo Ba'alia. Finishing off from the Mishnah, from our first Mishnah, right? The Ali is a type of fat. Chachamim hainu Tanakama. Wait, but then the Chachamim Shita is just like the Tanakama Shita, right? Because the Chachamim say that you can't light with all fats, and that should come to include Aliya, which is a type of fat. So what's the Chiddush here? Ikmanai derav Barona. So no, there's a difference. There's an afkamin between the Shitas of the Chachamim Tanakama by Rav Barona. What's Rav Barona's Shita? As to whether or not you can light fats in a ta'arovet, in a mixture of other things. However, we're not sure who Shita is. Meaning, we just pointed out there's a difference between the two Shitas, right? Where the Tanakama mentions you can't burn fats, and the Chachamim say that you can't burn Aliyah, which is a type of fat. And we said there is a difference between the two of them, and that difference is whether you can burn fats together in a Ta'arovet. We know the difference, but we're not sure who says what. We don't know the Chachamim say that you can't do the Ta'arovet, and Tanakama says you can do in a Ta'arovet. Or vice versa. All right, next Mishnah. which we just mentioned this Mishnah yesterday, so it's going to be easier to get through it. Ein madlikim shemen sreifa. You don't, you can't use shemen sreifa, burnt oil, or oil that is going to be burnt, meaning the oil of truma that became tameh that you're going to need to burn. Be yom tov, right? You can't use it on yom tov. Rabbi Shmuel omer ein madlikim be itran. So you can't use the remnants of pitch. Right? You can't use the remnants of pitch. Why not? Mipnei kavod Shabbat, because of kavod Shabbat, it smells very bad when you burn it, and so they said that you shouldn't use it. Chachamim matirim bechol shemanim. Chachamim say you can use anything. B'shemen shemin, whether it's sesame oil, b'shemen egozim, nut oil, b'shemen tznonot, radish oil, b'shemen dagim, fish oil, b'shemen pekuot, be'itron ubeneft, right? Three other types of oils from gourds or from pitch or from nafta. Rabbi Tarfon Omer ein madlikin ela b'shemen zayit bilvad. Rabbi Tarfon said you should only light with olive oil. All right, Gemara, my time. So what is the reason? Which again we already mentioned yesterday. What's the reason you can't light burnt oil that stands to be burnt, which is oil that is for truma that became tameh on Yom Tov, lafisha ein surfin kodshim Yom Tov, because you're not allowed to burn kodshim on Yom Tov. Minani mili, how do I know that you can't burn kodshim on Yom Tov? This question is a little more complex than we would think. Meaning, mistama, why would you be allowed to? Right, it's burning. It's burning. That's not a necessity for that day. You can't just light fires for no reason on Yom Tov. But we have a principle of aseh doche lo taaseh, that whenever you have a specific commandment that necessarily falls out at a certain time, and that thing would generally be usher, the mitzvat aseh, the positive commandment, would be doche, the negative commandment. So if you had a specific requirement to burn kodshim because it became tameh, or for whatever reason you may have the requirement to burn kodshim, and then you have an iser to burn because it's yom tov, we would say the aseh is doche the lo taseh. Your positive commandment to burn the kodshim should push out your negative commandment against burning at all. So how do you know that you're not allowed to burn it? That generally would go against this idea that we have of aseh doche lo taseh. Amar Chizkia, v'chein tana de Chizkia. So Chizkia said, and similar is taught in the Beit Midrash of Chizkia, Amar Kra, as the pasuk teaches as follows: Ve'lo totirim menu ad boker. You should not leave it over. Talking about the korban Pesach, you should not leave it over until morning. V'anot menu ad boker. And one who did leave it over until morning, be'esh tisrefu, they should burn it in fire. Right? She'ein tamad lomar boker. Right? They didn't need to teach you boker twice. Right? The Torah says that you can't leave it over until morning. And if you did leave it over until morning, that's unnecessary to teach that. Just say that you can't leave it over until morning, and if you did, then burn it. What is, you can't leave it over until morning, and if you did leave it over until morning, you have to burn it. Why do you have to teach me again that leaving it over until morning? It's unnecessary. It's repetitive words. So what does it come to teach you? She'en chamad lomar ad boker. It didn't come to teach you ad boker, because you already said ad boker. Matamad lomar. So rather, what did it come to teach you? Ad boker. Ba'katov li'tein lo boker she'ni la'surfato. Right? It came to give you an additional second morning for its burning. And why does that help us? Well, because if I don't burn it the following morning, which is Pesach morning, rather the next morning, which is Chol HaMoed, then I see that I don't actually have a commandment to burn the korban on Yom Tov. Rather, I have to wait until Chol HaMoed to burn the korban. Why do I have to wait until Chol HaMoed to burn the korban? Because I'm not supposed to burn kodshim on Yom Tov, and that would be the source for not burning kodshim on Yom Tov. Abaye Amar Kra Olat Shabbat v'Shabbato. Right, you burn up all the korban of Shabbat on Shabbat. You can fully burn up the korban, even the fats and extra limbs, which are not ma'akev, they're not an absolutely necessary part of the service that prevents you from being yotze your obligation. However, if it's fats and extra limbs from the weekday services, you can't burn it on Shabbat. So in general, they would burn the fats and the extra limbs in the evening. So if you had your morning korbanot and you had your afternoon korbanot on Yom Shishi on Friday, you'd burn the extra limbs at night, but it's not a ma'akev, it's not an absolutely necessary part of the avoda, so you're not allowed to burn them up on Friday night. However, the extra, you're allowed to fully burn up anything from Shabbat. You just can't burn up something from a weekday korban on Shabbat. V'lo olat chol b'yom dov, and you do not burn up Korbanot from a weekday on Yom Tov. So we see from there that anything, any part of Kodshim that that pertains to the weekday that was relevant to Yom Chol, so it's a weekday, you're not allowed to burn it up on Yom Tov. From there we see that you don't burn Kodshim on Yom Tov. Okay, we're going to stop here.